Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
WTIC, every week. Well, almost every week he joins us. Bob Stefanowski is here, the mask man. He is the mask man. Hey, Bob.
Hi, Todd. How are you? I had an editorial this weekend in the Hartford Current. I don't know if you saw it, but it basically talks about, you know, the fact that this is obviously a horrible thing we've gone through, and a lot of people have lost people that they love, and it's terrible. But it's also a chance for the governor to wipe the slate clean here and start doing some things to fix Connecticut. And so far, he's not taking advantage of it. It sounds like he's going to go back to his old ways. In fact, he said that this economy was just fine until Corona hit. So that's kind of a simple statement, but it tells a lot about where his thinking is. The fact that either he doesn't understand or he doesn't get it, that Connecticut was very broken going into this this crisis, and he's got a chance to fix it on the way out.
Well, we have to assume he wants people to not understand, who didn't fully come to realize. This is one of the things that bothers me about government, this idea that they want to trick people instead of coming clean with what the realities are. It's gross. So what are the things that stand out for you that you put into the column?
Yeah, well, there are four things. We don't have time to go through them all, but one is with respect to the economy. As you know, he's been very collaborative with New York and Rhode Island and Massachusetts. And when a virus is spreading, I can understand that, right? A virus doesn't know borders. But now that it's the economy, he shouldn't be so reactive. This is an opportunity. If Massachusetts is opening their casinos a week from now, let's open them now. If the restaurants are going to be opened in Rhode Island in 3 weeks, let's open them now. This is an opportunity for him to wipe the slate clean and to start to build Connecticut back. The world's going to be different. We should be looking at things like supply chain management, investing in health care, preventative diseases, and all the things that Connecticut is well positioned to do. But if all we do is react to what the states around us are going to do, we're never going to get ahead of the game.
Yeah, and well, I like the idea of reacting with the ones who are going ahead of us, because it is important that as quickly as possible people get back to work, people are able to open up their businesses, their restaurants, their hair salons, whatever it is. The economy is the biggest, most difficult thing there is to build in our world, and to just fritter it away is mind-boggling, Bob.
Well, and you know what's going to happen, and I think it was hopefully Senator Susio, if he wins, said it right the other day. If we end up with a Democratic governor and a Democratic Congress in Connecticut, they're going to go right to one thing. They're going to go to raising taxes, and that's exactly what got us into this position that we're in. And if the governor would realize that, you could do a lot of things to cut costs. I mean, you've talked about the $2 million that they paid out-of-state consultants to reopen Connecticut. Well, why can't reopen Connecticut ourselves? And can you imagine what you could do with $2 million? You could keep 100 businesses open. You could allow probably 100 to 200 businesses to make payroll for another week or two to stay afloat. And instead, we give it to BCG $2 million for a six-week consulting project on something that we should be able to do ourselves.
And I can't help thinking that the consulting deal is really about how to coordinate with the other states to make sure that nobody steps outside of a little zone so that there isn't actually any leadership going on, that they can always protect themselves by saying, oh, we're doing it. So Ned can protect himself by saying, we're doing it with Rhode Island, we're doing it with Massachusetts. And that way, if this all doesn't work out well, which I don't see how it can, then they've got someone to hide behind.
Yeah, it's a lack of leadership, I think. It's a lot easier to say Governor Cuomo in New York did it, so I'm going to do it. Or even when he canceled the opening the hair salons after they had been working for weeks to get their places ready, and they had appointments booked for weeks, and he decided to not open them. What did he blame it on? Well, Governor Raimondo up in Rhode Island isn't opening, so we're not going to open either. That's not leadership. People need to see transparency. They need to know why he's making this decision. And they need to have consistency. He's just waffling way too much, and that's going to hurt the economy. Businesses need stability, and they need to know what's coming. And we're not getting a lot of transparency right now.
All right, Bob, hold on one second. We'll wrap up with Bob Stefanowski after we get ourselves a little traffic and weather update. We'll just wrap up with Bob Stefanowski. Then we've got a few minutes to chat before we get to the top of the hour. Bob, anything else you want us to know before you go?
Yeah, I think the last one is the governor's got a very, very good opportunity to solve the biggest problem that's been facing Connecticut's economy for years, which is the underfunded pension plan. You think about it, he's got emergency powers right now. He's got an electric that's ready for change. He's got an economy that's going to be hurting. It's a once-in-a-generation opportunity to get that plan fixed. And instead, it appears, although it's not decided yet, it appears on July 1st that he's going to give another $360 million raise to state employees. Now, think about that one for a second, Ted. And I honestly don't have anything against state employees. I know they work hard, but they've been home for weeks working from home. They've got great benefits. They've had no cut in pay whatsoever. Now they're going to get a massive raise, and the poor person in the private sector next door has been furloughed or is out of work or his or her business is going bankrupt, and there's no equity whatsoever, and the governor's got a chance to fix that now and send a message.
No, you're absolutely right. Basic fairness. I mean, the government has ordered businesses to shut down and in some cases essentially ordered them to go bankrupt while protecting state workers in a way that's kind of mind-boggling, the inequity of it all. All right, Robert, thank you for checking in. Good. Sorry, go ahead, make your point.
No, I said the inequity is what gets you, Todd, and I think that's to sum it up with the governor here. He's just, there's no clarity, there's no equity, there's no transparency, and he waffles. And I think, you know, I know his approval ratings were high last time around. It's going to be interesting to see the next poll on where he stands in terms of approval of Connecticut residents. But thanks for having me on, Ted.
Always good to talk with you. Bob Stefanowski here on WTIC, former candidate for governor and a columnist on occasion these days. He's he had a piece in the Hartford Current a few days ago.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.